sisters, come together now, come together now. It's time to help each other out, help each other out.
Welcome to the SOAR Podcast. This is a platform for sisters to gather and have some empowering conversations. And in the process of these conversations, we help each other overcome some limiting beliefs. I want you to join the conversation. I appreciate your likes, subscribes, and comments. This podcast is sponsored by Stephanie Brown Coaching. If you have any limiting beliefs that are holding you back, feel free to contact the coach at sociotap.com/StephBrownMD.
Hello, and welcome to my live in-person podcast. And tonight I am so excited because I am broadcasting from The Third, which is in a space, it's a community, it's an organization that is here for women of color entrepreneurs, and we serve the greater community here in Columbia. I am so excited. I am here with two very special guests. I have Dr. Pamela McAfee and Janelle Polk, and we're going to be talking about the impact of intentional connections. So welcome to SOAR.
Thank you.
We're excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. So we are here to have that discussion. But before we have that discussion, I always like to introduce my guests, and I'm just going to read the bio. So Dr. Pamela McAfee, she's been in healthcare for over 25 years, leading rehabilitation and acute medical and surgical departments in for-profit and nonprofit organizations across the United States. She is actually here from California right now. She flew last night from California. So she's working on just a few hours of sleep and she still looks gorgeous.
Thank you.
She has a BS in occupational therapy, a master's of public administration, and an EDD in interdisciplinary leadership. Her interest in leadership and diversity, equity, and inclusion began long before it was a buzzword or strategies were part of an organization's values and missions. She has led in so many different areas, and she'll tell us a little bit more about her story and what's coming up for her. And then our other wonderful esteemed guest is Janelle Polk. Janelle Polk is a multifaceted professional who balances many titles, including healthcare, information, technology, academician, in addition to the most important roles of wife and mother. Starting her career over 20 years ago as a health executive with a portfolio of professional certifications, awards, and recognitions. Before starting her career, she earned a Bachelor of Arts in Public Policy at Duke University, which is where we met, Public Policy and Economics, and a Master of Business Administration as well. She is the director of IT at a large healthcare services company where she has successfully managed and led software product development initiatives. And she'll also give us an update on what she is doing now. So I love this topic because I always believe the connections are really important. One of the things that I said last year at my initial retreat was that you'll be the same place that you are in the next 5 years, except for the connections that you make, the content that you consume, and the books that you read. And I truly believe that. I think our connections help determine how high we soar. I'm always reminded of the quote of us being the average of the five people we spend the most time around. And so I realized that who we spend the most time around is extremely important. And I also am aware that as we get older, sometimes it's a little bit more difficult to make meaningful and impactful connections, not to mention 2 years of isolation through the pandemic,
right,
which made it even harder.
This is true.
So that's why I think that you all are so fabulous. Janelle, I remember when Pam first joined the Queens Realigned Coaching Membership and you heard her introduce yourself and you said, I need to connect with you. Now, people say that all of the time, and most of the time they never do it. What made you want to connect with Pam and then actually follow through on it?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Stephanie. That's a very good question. When Dr. Pam introduced herself, I immediately knew that she was someone I wanted to connect with, mostly because we had so much in common. She, of course, is a healthcare executive with over 20 years of experience. I also am a healthcare executive, more on the IT side, with about that same amount of years of experience. So we're very much like-minded in the same space of our career, where we've had an esteemed professional career, and we're looking to the next level. Also, Dr. Pam had just received her doctorate, and I was in the process, and I'm currently in the process of getting my doctorate. And so I knew that she was someone that I wanted to connect with so that she could give me some tips, some words of encouragement, some things that would help me along the way in getting my dissertation. And then I think the other thing that really struck me about Pam is that she has such a warm personality. I could just see her personality through how she expressed herself, and I thought, she is definitely someone that I think I could get along with. And I believe that light attracts light. And so I knew that she, just by her introducing herself, that we would just kick it off well.
Yeah. And knowing Pam, she is all of those things. And she, I know, has given you lots of encouragement and lots of tips and so much more. So, Pam, when you, when Janelle decided to reach out, what do you think it was that caused you all to click?
Well, I have to say thank you for having the two of us to speak. I think a lot of it was very much like what Janelle said. I was surprised. I was surprised that she reached out and reached out so quickly after we met. Because especially about the light comment, because at the time I was a little bit challenged with some of the things that were going on in my career professionally. So I wasn't feeling quite as in light as I usually am. And so it actually was a great bolster for me, for Janelle to give me a call and say, hey, you know, I really like to see if we could connect and things that you could help me with and things that we might consider, and if you would consider maybe doing a business together. And I'm like totally surprised I'm like, okay. And it took me a minute, maybe even less, to say, sure. Because part of the challenge for myself is that a lot of times I feel like we miss opportunities just because we're a little too afraid. And I truly didn't know Janelle that well, other than from the Queens Realignment Group. And so by that opportunity, her reaching out just triggered something in me to say, sure, why not? You know, because I really don't have anything to lose. This could be a great relationship, a new partnership that will help me get my light back as well as create more light. And it's done exactly that.
Absolutely. You are shining bright. And I've seen the dimmer switch go up and up and up. And I'm so glad that this connection has been a part of that. And I've been waiting to hear how the whole business thing started. Like, I've been so curious about that. And so now I hear that, Janelle, you had the idea. You just put it out there. Fearlessness. I love it. So one of the impacts of you all connecting is that you are now business partners. And some of us are reluctant to go into business with people that we have known for our entire lives. How did you decide to go into business with someone that you had known for like less than a year?
Yeah. So one of the things that I have to mention is that I was thinking about going into business and having my own consulting firm, but I also knew that I didn't want to do it by myself. I wanted it to be a firm model for the most part, where it was more than just myself. I wanted to have the opportunity to work with someone and to build a really good working relationship. That was something that was missing in my corporate work life. And I thought, if I can reinvent what it is that I really want in my own business or in a business, it would be that I want to work with someone who I felt like we could work well together. We could have a good business working relationship. And so I was thinking, well, I actually was looking at my vision board that I did at the vision board session that you had for us. And I had marked off a lot of things that was on my vision board, but the one thing that I didn't have, I wasn't making progress in my business. And so I prayed about it and I was I wanted to be open to new relationships, to explore and to find other like-minded women who might be interested in going into business with me. And so one of the things that really struck me about Pam is that she was very open about some of the challenges that she had experienced on her job. But in doing so and in sharing her story, she took ownership. She took ownership to do the reflective work and to stand in her truth and to look to do things that would reinvent herself and to move forward. And that was something that I also had encountered. And I felt like if I wanted to find someone that I could work with, it would have to be someone who was able to face the challenge, recognize what needed to be done, and move forward from that challenge. And Pam displayed all of that just by her testimony. And I felt really led after that call to reach out to her and say, hey, I really think we could work well together. Would you consider being a business partner?
I have goosebumps listening to that because I mean, it's just so powerful. All of the things that you said, you were ready, you prayed about it. You went out there, you stepped out there, and you knew what you wanted. Also, you had identified what you wanted. And when I created the Queens Realign coaching membership, and when I created my coaching, my vision was always to help women, and then more specifically in this group, African-American women, to heal and reach their goals, but then to also network and form community, because I know the power of us networking and coming together.
Yes.
We can help each other reach each other's goals, and we can impact and change the world. So when you sent me that picture of you guys working together, like, I think I cried because it was like the manifestation of this vision and this dream that I had was coming true. So I think I'm getting emotional now. And so now my next question is, so it sounds like, Janelle, from the way you're describing it, that you had an idea for the type of business you wanted already. But anytime you bring a partner in, you have to adjust that idea. So how did you guys together come up with the idea for the business?
I think one of the things that has been absolutely fun in working with Janelle on this was that we found that we had so much in common. I mean, a lot in common. And there's a little tiny bit of an age difference. and even with that, there still is so much in common. And we're going through this process right now of branding, creating a brand for our business. So we're, you know, creating our foundation so that our business is strong from the start. And we, in this process of going through all of the exercises that our brand expert is working with us on, Janelle and I, we would answer something and we'd go, wow, I didn't know you knew that. So here we are on the Zoom over talking our brand expert and so, wow, I love those things, wow. You know, and so it was such an easy way to kind of figure out that we have all of this in common. It seems like there should be an easy, you know, business relationship that can be created that actually can flourish the kind of business that we want. Because Janelle came up with the awesome tech woman that she is, came up with this mirror board thing that I've never used before, never used this before. And we were able to kind of put all of our all of our skills, all of our talents, all of the great things that we have over that we've achieved over our careers, and then we could also see what skills that we had the same as well. So as things have been rolling along, we have found out even more, you know, things that we're like, things that we excel in that the other one doesn't, this one excels in this, this one excels in this, you know, and then how do we bring all of that information together? And so now we kind of see it beginning to come together as our website's being developed. And it's been that amazing thing, I think, that gives us the juice and the excitement to move forward with the project.
Mm. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Did you have something else you wanted to add?
Well, just to add to what Pam was saying, we identified our core competencies, those things that we were very adept in, and we were able to find those places of synergy, and as Pam indicated, also those individual competencies, like I have a competency in IT, and so we identified the things that I could do in IT, and then Pam also has a DEI certificate and background. So we were able to really look at the things that we had in common and also the different skill sets that we had individually.
Awesome. Awesome. I love that you were able to just kind of put it all out there, put out all of your strengths, all of your competencies, and then recognize where you could complement each other.
Correct.
And I think that makes for a wonderful partnership when you can complement each other. I always like to hear stories. I think that as Black women, we have some fascinating stories of who we are and how we got to the place that we are. I know that I read your professional bio, but I would just love to hear a little bit about your story. Who are you? Who do you bring to the table? And we'll start with you, Pam, because you're closest to me.
Okay. I think my story is a lot, I would say, built on the shoulders of my ancestors, especially the women in my family, whether it's my women on my father's side or the women on my mother's side. When I look back at our history line, there's so much depth, so much strength, so much courage that my sisters and I would, and my cousins, you know, we actually can't sit back because our ancestors, our female ancestors, did not sit back. They stood up, moved, did what they needed to do to survive and become better women, and so they expected us to do the same. And so right now, I think one of the best things is you mentioned that you saw the picture of Janelle and I together. Well, the reason that came together was because my older sister, who has an architectural office in Atlanta, Georgia, allowed us to use one of her small conference rooms in her space so that we could actually feel that professionalism of being in an office. And that was our very first face-to-face meeting. And it felt so good, you know, but it was that sharing that, you know, my sister could have easily said, no, you know, we have too much stuff. But again, she's very entrepreneurial herself, very talented herself. And so she's all excited that, you know, I'm going to be there with her and she's going to meet a new person. And that excitement just kind of exudes within my family. And so between my family and my faith, because I use God a lot, probably, I'm sure there's days he's probably like, okay, not today. But I think I have said before to many people, especially to my close friends and family, that God has frequently shown me the path. I've stepped off because I thought my own will was better. But I usually have to come back to the path that he has created, because it's not that it's an easier path. It's a path that is already laid for me. So the problems are already identified. The issues that I'm going to have challenges with are already there. And we already have solutions to those problems. So even like when Janelle said, she started talking to me about having a consulting business. God had already laid the plan for me to have an open mind. I need you to be open-minded about where the next steps of your career are going to be. And so that's why it was so easy to say yes. So between, for me, what inspires me and what I think is my foundation is comes from my family and my faith.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Janelle, what is your story?
So I have been on this journey of discovering my authentic and true self. I think that as we grow up through life, things happen in our lives where we try to meet the expectations of others, where we try to be the best mother, the best wife, the best daughter. But really looking and taking the time to do the introspective work to say, who am I? What are my core values? What is it that I stand for? And really, what is my purpose here in life? And I got to the point in my life where I had, of course, invested a lot of time in raising my two beautiful daughters, Madeline and Danielle, and my stepson Cedric. And they had gotten to a point where, okay, I'm an empty nester now. So what's next? It was more like, God, what is it that you have for me to do? And how can I truly show up authentically as myself? And so I was on the journey to say, what's next? You know, what is next? And I have been, you know, thinking about that. And as I've been working with you as a life coach, I felt like the next step is to redefine, you know, my professional career as well as as I begin to take the spiritual journey of understanding my true purpose as well. And so that's when I decided to go back to school to get my doctorate in business administration and also transition into academia where I could teach and influence the next generation to help them be successful in business and in professional careers, and then also to consult. And so I wanted to have multiple streams of income and also be able to pivot in my career to really fulfill and be the best version of myself that I could be.
Yeah. We love multiple streams of income.
Ooh. Yes, we do.
Now that I've heard your stories, it is easy to understand all of the expertise and experience that you would bring to any business. So tell us what this new business is that you are creating. I'm anxious to hear. I don't know what it is yet, so.
Well, you want to start?
Okay. So the name of our business is Stella Burst. So we, as Pam mentioned, we have been working with a brand consultant, a brand expert that has really helped us to understand more about our core values together. Yes. And what the business would stand for. And as Pam mentioned, it flowed so well together. And we found that stellar means illuminating, innovative, and versed is our multifaceted, well-versed experience. We bring over 50 years of combined experience and knowledge to business consulting. And so that is the name of our company, and we are just so excited to present it to the world.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I always ask this question in all of my interviews. It's SOAR is Sisters Overcoming and Rising. And so this question is, what limiting beliefs did you have to overcome? The way you told it, it just seemed like it just flowed. God parted the seas and all just walked through, and the business was born. So what type of limiting beliefs did you first, Pam, have to overcome in order to move forward in this venture?
Well, for sure, my limiting beliefs a lot of times start with myself, because I will, I have a belief that you know, I'm not good enough, or I'm not enough, or I'm, or I don't have enough education to do what, you know, I have this grand idea to do, or I don't have all the tools that I need, or I don't have all the money I need, or all of the things that people kind of say to themselves when that's the excuse that they're going to use in order to not do the thing that might actually be the one that's about to happen for you. And those limiting beliefs, like I said, I believe God puts people in my life for a reason and a purpose. God moved me out here to California for a reason and a purpose. I still have yet to ask him why, but he obviously he had a reason for that. So there I am in California with, you know, how am I going to do this, this great thing? There is something you want me to do, and she calls. So it's like, oh Lord, this cannot be what you're thinking. Just okay. So, you know, how, you know, I probably don't have enough knowledge to work with her. I've had my own small business as well. I've never had a partner before. You know, how all of the things that say, oh, you know, you can't work with partners. There's other, you can't work with people. Partners are not a good thing. Be careful of this. Be careful of that. So, and then there's other people also telling you, mm-hmm. and helping to reinforce your limiting beliefs. And so you have to work beyond all of that to do that. And so that, which is why I had to be in that right mindset when she called. And like I said, I truly believe God planned all of that. And so when she called to say, hey, let's do it. And I'm thinking, really? Okay, yeah. Because if I had waited, I'd have probably done my usual thing and said, well, no, not right now. I think I'm going to do this and this. So I'm very glad that I said yes.
Yeah.
Instead, and I believe most of the limiting beliefs are things that I have conjured up or because of past experiences that I feel like in order to stay safe, you know, you kind of have to do some of these things. But a little bit of risk is not a bad thing.
Absolutely. I think that is a very common limiting belief. Well, mm-hmm. I don't have enough. I don't know enough. I'm not enough. I think that's one of the main ones we have. I have one client who came up with the cutest way. She had all these things. She said, I just finally told myself that that's not a thing. You made this up and that's not a real thing. It's just not a thing. And so that's what she tells herself when she has these limiting beliefs or these fears or these stories from her past that comes up. She says, you know, that's not a real thing. It's just something in your mind and you can move beyond that. So I appreciate your sharing your vulnerability and sharing that because I think we have all dealt with that limiting belief. Mm-hmm. Janelle, what limiting beliefs did you have to overcome?
I think the biggest limiting belief was that I could actually do it, right? That do I have what it takes in order to really start a business and be successful in it? I've started multiple businesses, actually, but I wanted it to not just start, but to flourish. And I wanted to be able to put my whole heart and soul into it as far as making it a viable source of income. And I think the limiting belief that I had to get over was that, yes, I can put I can move forward and have a successful company. It can be successful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Amen. It will be successful.
It will be.
Yeah. Love that. So what do you think makes it hard to make impactful connections? Because I'm sure there's people out here thinking, you know, I want to be able to just pick up the phone and call somebody that just I heard their introduction and be able to connect. But, you know, I think some people find it hard. What do you think makes it hard?
I believe, because I'm actually experiencing this on LinkedIn, is that even when you're trying to make a connection with someone virtually, I think part of the challenge is your fear of rejection, mm-hmm. that they're not going to respond, because why would they? I mean, it's just me, so why would they? You know, I'm not that special, so why would someone want to connect with me? And just reaching out. I can't even tell you, I was on a webinar the other day, and part of the encouragement was to, you know, contact people on your LinkedIn list. Well, I've been in webinars before where people did that, but and it would be like silence, like crickets right after the meeting. But in this particular webinar, it was a strong encouragement to do it, and I had like 12 connections right after that call. So I'm responding back to them because they've responded openly to me as well. And so there's lots of follow through, lots of interest in the process. I had started talking about our startup company, and people were really interested in how did you guys do that? And, you know, and some of the interest of that. And I'm surprised that people are that interested. So, you know, so I'm kind of doing the same thing, thinking, well, nobody's going to really respond. But yes, people are extremely interested in what you're doing, especially if it's something that's a positive nature, because we hear so much negativity right now that I think people want to hear that there's something positive that's going on, or the excitement that, wow, you're really doing that. And I say, yeah, you know, we are really doing that, and this is really good. But I think part of it is that great fear of rejection, that no one's really gonna contact me, no one's really going to mm-hmm. to like me. So why would I reach out?
Definitely I can relate to that one. I'm gonna ask if anybody who is watching has an answer to this question, what makes it hard to make impactful connections? Feel free to put it in the chat, or if you wanna make another comment or have another question. And then Janelle, I'd love to hear your answer to that same question.
Absolutely. Well, I definitely feel fear of rejection is one of the main things that would prevent someone from doing what they really want to do. But for me, I felt like the work that I was doing to be my authentic self, to really show up, I wanted to, I hesitate to say this, but you know, I have been rejected a lot. And so I really felt like I'm gonna show up as myself, and the people who love and accept me are for me, and those who reject are not. And that's okay. And as long as I am true to who I am, as long as I am standing in my truth, as long as I am being myself, if they reject me, they're not for me. And if they accept me, then great. They're a part of who God has, you know, basically ordained to be in my circle. And so when Pam was so amenable, I felt like that was something that was meant to be. And if she had said no, I would have said, okay, no problem. But I was led to ask her, and I really felt like it was an authentic connection, and it truly was. So I would just recommend, if you are in a position where you want to do something, show up authentically, be yourself, and be okay with the rejection, because the rejection is basically redirection to someone or something that is truly for you.
Absolutely. I echo that 100%. I think when it comes to, and I said earlier that, you know, as adults, it feels like it's a little bit harder to make connections with people because we're busy, and I think that makes it hard. We're busy. We want to spend time with our families, and sometimes we look at it as a zero sum game. Well, if I make a connection here, it's going to take time away from somewhere else. I think sometimes that gets in the way. But that fear of rejection, I think, is a big one. And when you put yourself out there, you know, when somebody doesn't want to connect with you, then sometimes we take it to heart. I was talking to a client today, and she was saying how that has held her back in her professional life, because she wants to speak up at these meetings so that she'll be recognized for a leadership position. But she doesn't want to say something wrong, and she's afraid that she's going to look dumb or look stupid. And so that kind of fear of showing up authentically and putting herself out there is holding her back from really pursuing what she wants. And you said that if there's something you really want, show up authentically. And if it's for you, it's for you. If it's not, you move on. Doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt. You know, it might hurt, but then you kind of shift from that pain into, okay, well, there's another opportunity. There's lots and lots and lots of opportunities and lots of people to connect with and make impactful connections with.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some of the tips, Pam, that you have for making impactful connections? You just gave us this great one, you know, the LinkedIn one. That was amazing. But what are some other tips you have for making impactful, intentional connections? And I don't know how to use LinkedIn very well. So if you have more LinkedIn tips, I'll take those too.
Well, I can't say that I am a LinkedIn expert by any imagination. I think part of the challenge of making the connections is that you're going to have to experiment. You can't just sit and hope somebody's going to see your Facebook page or your LinkedIn page or whatever and make the connection with you. I think part of the challenge is if you're going to put yourself out there, if you want people to truly connect with you and you want them to be meaningful connections, you're going to have to do the work that allows you to reach out to somebody fearful and all, and say, hey, I'd like to connect with you to talk with you about this, or I'd like to connect with you to talk to you about this, and then see if you get a response. If you don't get a response, then you know to move on. If you do get a response, wow, you know, there's an opportunity for you to actually reach out and work with somebody, make a new colleague that is totally different. Part of the challenge for me right now is that within my career, my healthcare career, and Janelle mentioned it earlier, that now I've also moved into the DEI world, which is a phenomenal place to be. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. But making the connections that I need to help me understand how to use my DEI skills and all of that, I have a whole community of friends in that area. But if I hadn't reached out to take the certification or to find other people that have been doing DEI for decades before it was even called DEI, I would not know or have the community that I have now. One example was I reached out to a physician who I'd been following. She's actually a vice president of the DE&I service at one of the major hospitals in LA. And I reached out to her on LinkedIn thinking, okay, she's probably not going to have anything to do with me. And all of a sudden I get this email back saying, hey, when would you like to meet? Here's my executive assistant, sign up with her. And I'm thinking, whoo! I'm like, oh my God. So now I'm, trying to get questions together and things like that, thinking, oh my God, she was talking. So she did, and she did. We had a great, like, what was supposed to have been like 20 minutes, and she waved and said, okay, let's talk for another few. So it was exhilarating information for me, and actually helped me change some things on my resume and everything. But if I hadn't, worked past my fear of her not responding to me, I would not have had that. So part of it is that if you're going to allow your fear of rejection to stop you from doing anything, then you aren't going to make the impactful and meaningful connections. You just aren't. And so you're going to have to take a little bit of a risk and step out and do the positive things that will allow you to have those things come back to you. Because I think Janelle did make a great point about those that are for you, they will come to you. They will come back to you. They will talk to you. They will give you the information you need. And the rest of them, you didn't need them anyway. Mm-hmm. So,
I love one of the things that you said. You didn't use the word, but I'm going to use the word intentional.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You were very intentional about who you wanted to connect with. You knew that you wanted to expand in the DEI area. And so you were thinking about who you already knew, who was already in your network. And then when you think about who's in your network, then there's a whole nother network that they know that they can connect you with. So being intentional about connecting, I think, is helpful, because when you have a reason to make a connection, it feels better. I think sometimes another thing, not just fear of rejection, is fear of clout chasing, right? we feel like, oh, well, if I want to connect to this person because maybe I admire what they're doing or what their business is, they're going to feel like I'm clout chasing or I'm just trying to, you know, hobnob and rub shoulders. I mean, people have done that for centuries and centuries. And, you know, I don't think that, you know, it's necessarily a negative thing, but I think that sometimes that also comes up. So when you have a reason to connect, I think it's a little bit easier to make an intentional, meaningful connection. And if anybody who is watching has any tips, feel free to put those in the chat. We'll take any other tips. And of course, Janelle, I want to hear what your tips are about making impactful, intentional connections.
I think that you said it best, and Pam also said it. It is about intentions, and it's also about identifying the community, within the area that you want to grow or the area that you want to explore. Who's in that community? Professional organizations, other things that would allow you to do the research to get the understanding, the certifications that might be needed. Whatever it is that is what it is that you want to do, I think it's important to identify the community and the network of folks who are already doing what it is that you want to do. And having the courage to step out and to make that connection to say, I'm interested in this area and I see that you're excelling in it and I would like to, you know, connect with you and to ask the questions that are needed and just be authentic about it. And people who really want to help others, I think that they're more open to it. And that's what you really want is to have the mentors or the sponsors that will help you get the experience or the information that you're desiring.
Well, I just wanted to shout out Carmen. She said, so proud of you ladies, the sky is the limit. And I totally agree. Thank you for that comment, Carmen. And I also wanted to say, we're talking about professional connections, but I think that we can also make personal connections. We can be intentional about impactful personal connections. Sometimes as we get older, our friend from kindergarten or our best friend from the third grade, we still love them, but they may not be on the same path that we're on. And we may just want to be connected to other people who are like-minded or who have similar goals. And it's not necessarily about a business relationship, but I think it can work the same way. Just being open, getting over that fear of rejection. And if you see somebody that seems like they have a light or they have a spirit that you're connected to, they have something in common with you, go ahead and reach out. Ask them for tea or for coffee or cocktails, whatever it is that you like to do, and let it flow from there. So I think it definitely works for personal connections as well. So we have a comment, and I want to say thank you for the comment. I can't read it from here. I'm over 40 and my
I'm impressed that I can see that. That's pretty impressive.
My eyesight ain't what it used to be, but I think you guys can see the comment. Mm-hmm. So
it says, I am really inspired by your work, Dr. Stephanie. Also very happy for you, Pam and Janelle, and wish you both the best of luck with Stella Verst. I look forward to learning more about your work and checking out your website. I sense that the timing for your ideas might be really good, as so many would like a closer link with healthcare professionals. Best, Facebook user.
Wonderful. Thank you. That was a really lovely comment.
Yes.
And this question is a little bit different. So we talked about making impactful, intentional connections professionally and personally. Now I'm going to ask you about specifically business partners. Now you talked about it a little bit. You knew kind of what you were looking for in a business partner. I like to collaborate as well. And so I am looking for people to collaborate with. So what are some criteria, I'll go to you first, Pam, that you think is important when you're choosing either a business partner or somebody to collaborate with in business? Because, you know, this business is about your money, right? Yeah. It's serious, money. Right?
Yeah. it definitely is. Janelle actually talked about that, you know, because part of the thing is trust, which is a huge thing, because you realize, and Janelle and I are on the East Coast and the West Coast, so there is some definite trust that has to be built between the two of us to make sure that we are following our mission, following the vision that we're having, setting our budgets and making sure that our budgets are what we're, you know, and that we're maintaining them in the right way. And then that takes a level of trust that, you know, that you may not even have with your best friend, but your business partner is in it with you, you know, and the last thing that you want to do is to lose their trust. And so we felt like trust was one of the main things that you have. I think it's also important that your partner, your business partner, has some of the same similarities and feelings that you have. It makes it easier to collaborate on things, but it also makes it easier when you disagree on things that you can still feel comfortable saying that to the other one, because we have 3/4 of this, we're just alike on everything. But on this end, we're, you know, this is a topic we're gonna have to talk about because we're both not in agreement with that yet. Now, Janelle and I haven't gotten to that point where we totally disagreed with something with each other. But I think when that does happen, though, I think we will be at a point where we can openly just say, wow, Pam, that's not an idea that I think I can follow. Mm-hmm. You know, so okay, well, then let's just, and I need to be the one to open up and say, okay, well, you're right. So let's look at some of these things and see what else we can do, and be able to have that flexibility between each other that allows you to have that kind of a conversation. Because especially in a small business, you don't want something to stagnate,
right?
And then you're stuck, you know, in a small business, and there's nobody but the two of you that you're talking to. Oh God, you know. So it makes it difficult to move forward with something if you guys can't talk about something that's, you know, kind of a taboo topic or something. And I think the other thing is that it's what I want in a partner is to. Business partner is to be joyful and celebratory about the things that we're doing. I mean, when we finally truly chose our company name, I mean, we were like, oh, I saw them. It's in writing. Oh my God, look at, you know, and so Janelle's as excited as I am, and we're like, oh, woo. And so it's just like, okay, there's actually a name, you know, and I'm like telling all my friends, look, this is the name, you know, they're like, okay. I'm like, this is so exciting. So it's nice to be able to have that, so I don't feel like I'm the only one going, wow, that was, you know, I'm the only one that's kind of happy about that. But Janelle and I are happy about the same things that are happening, and we're actually celebrating that, you know, and it's those kind of things that I think make for a good partner, because we know there's tough times ahead, but hopefully there's going to be enough joyful times ahead that the two of us can work past those tough times faster than if we didn't have those joyful moments.
See, y'all make me wish I had a PhD and a business background and a healthcare so I could just be a third wheel. See, y'all having a lot of fun. I've got some FOMO over here. But yeah, I think you said it all. Those things are really important, and you really enunciated it very clearly about what you're looking for. And I think that it's nice to know that we don't have to be lone rangers out here. Right. I think Black women are one of the fastest growing groups of entrepreneurs. We have so many businesses, and sometimes I think we feel like we have to do it all ourselves. And there's so much benefit to being able to have a partner and not having to go the road alone. So you talking about that joy, that's where it's at. So I love that's very encouraging. Mm-hmm. Now, I also, you know, we already had somebody comment and say that they're going to be looking and watching and waiting to see all the wonderful things that you guys do in your business. So if we want to reach you or follow you and support your endeavors, what's the best way for us to do that?
Well, we have, we're in the process of developing our website. It's there, Stella Burst with a D, consulting.com. We have our landing page. We're working with a very talented web designer and brand expert in helping.
Carmen Rojas.
Carmen Rojas. Thank you so much, Carmen. She has been helping us to develop our website. So please feel free to go to our website to learn a little bit more about our story.
Wonderful, wonderful. So this went really fast. I can't believe our time is coming to an end, but it's not fully ending because I'll see both of you on Sunday at the Re-Envision Workshop, where we're going to be creating our vision boards and have a chance to network and make some impactful connections and also have a chance to pamper ourselves a little bit. So I'm glad that I get to see you on Sunday as well. Pam, would you like to read our comment?
Yes, this is an interesting one. She says that she never had no other connections in any of my businesses besides my husband, daughter, and five sons in our sandblasting and coating ships business. Wow. What a business for a lady to be in. That's definitely got to be a gentleman. You've made some great waves there, madam. We never went to college. So that may be why they've not made any connections. I would not say you don't need a degree to make connections. You probably are friendly enough and engaging enough and can talk about things that probably a lot of people can't talk about. And I think you can make those connections by just being your authentic self, as Janelle was saying. So, and she said, yet we definitely succeed in all our businesses, and that's probably why. So, and she says, we are enjoying what we do. So
that's great.
That's
wonderful.
Yes, that's
very,
very
exciting. And very thank exciting. You so much for sharing that with us. And yeah, finding spaces where other people are interested in connecting, I think is really important. I don't know if that was a YouTube, but if it's a YouTube person, joining the SOAR Circle Facebook group on Facebook, a lot of people in that group are interested in connecting and just, you know, being in other spaces with women. Because I know sometimes, and we talked about it in the beginning, you know, sometimes people have a hard time starting businesses with people they've known for a long time, but then starting a business with someone you've known for a short time, I think we have, if that's something that you're interested in, it can be done. So they're a beautiful example that it can be done. And as women, we can get along and we can start businesses together and we can resolve any conflict that may come up and we can get over any hurts that may happen. I think that that is something that I like to talk about too. Sometimes when we get hurt in our sister friendships, then we kind of ward off those relationships. But I think there's so much to be gained from being in fellowship and from sisterhood that doing the work to heal from the hurt is important. And that's another way we can make intentional, impactful connections. Yeah. Well, this has been wonderful. Thank you guys for your time. I know this is a working weekend for you and you carved out some time for me to do this interview. So I really appreciate that. And I appreciate you all for tuning in and listening. And have a good night. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you,
thank
so
you
much
very much.
Thanks for conquering those limiting beliefs on another episode of the SOAR podcast. If you want to reach out to my guest, just check out the show notes and all of the contact information is there. If you want more information about Stephanie Brown Coaching, go to www.stephaniebrowncoaching.com. And I'm sure you're already following the SOAR podcast Instagram page. But if not, just go to IG and type in Sisters Overcoming and Rising, all one word. Goodbye for now. We'll be right back.